This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It's been an exciting road for Stan Walker since he auditioned for and won Australian Idol back in 2009. With a brand new single just hitting the airwaves and currently hard at work on his third album, it's a pleasure to welcome him to the Sound Museum. Kia ora, Stan.
Killed it.
You've got a brand new single out, Light It Up. It's just been released, another track designed for the dance floor. Tell us how this single came about.
Well, I've got a couple of friends in America that I've done a couple of tracks with already, and they're awesome songwriters, producers, and they wrote this song for me when they gave it to me instantly, from the get-go. Like, I knew this was going to be a song that I'm definitely going to have, and that I would release as a single. For this song, it took the longest process to actually get the right mix. It took about 2-3 months to get the right mix because I changed the key. I took the key higher than the original, and I just, my voice was originally too big for the track.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to take a lot of my voice out and think because, the original track was a little bit just, because I got a loud voice, eh?
Yeah.
And so I don't mean to be, but yeah, so it took a while to get the right mix, and so we collaborated with this song with Static Revenger.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just came out a beast. So yeah, we love it, eh? It's my favourite track to date. And
now the track follows on from Loud, which was a big hit all over the dance floor. Is this sort of a new musical direction for you?
I guess it's new, like, to the people's ears and to everybody else, but for me, this has been in the making since before the last album.
Mm-hmm.
And it's musically, and I guess where I'm at, just personally, at the moment, you know, I'm 20 years old. People think, it's funny because people always quote Idol to me, and they're like, "Oh, you know, you." I was just like, I'd never ever sung one of my own songs. They're all covers, and so they think that's me. But really, I'm a 20 year old. I'm not 35 that sings old songs. I love old songs, and I do have on my new album coming up in November. I do have a couple of old songs in there. As a 20-year-old, I've got ADD.
Yep.
I'm a clown.
You want to jump around
sometimes? Yeah, I want to jump around. You know, so jump around. So yeah, this is like just really represents me at this time, and so yes, exciting.
And you've mentioned that you've got a third album coming out. What can we expect of the new album, and who else have you been working with?
You can expect a lot of fun, a lot of dancing, and this album is about the music. I got a couple of songs, you know, but you got to talk to the girls and stuff like that. But this one, I just really wanted, like, it's a liberating album. I got a couple of songs where it just talks about us and where we are, and this album is so about people and about music, and I've even done a little collaboration with my mum.
Oh, well done!
So I can't wait for people to hear that. It's exciting for me to just be able to do this because not many people, I don't think anybody's done a collaboration with their mum unless your mum was Whitney Houston or someone famous, you know, so I'm excited for that too.
This is the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Let's head back in time a little bit, Stan. Your debut single Black Box was released just after Idol and became a huge hit back in New Zealand, number one there for 10 weeks. Were you surprised at the Kiwi reaction, given that you'd won an Australian talent show?
Yeah, I was buzzing out, eh? It just showed, like, that people were proud of me, and, you know, people supported me, and I didn't know they would, you know?
Mm.
So it was a really big thing for me, you know, going back home and seeing the support, and even the support here. There's no way I could have beaten, Susan Boyle.
Yeah.
She was at the top around the world, so there's no way I could top her. But it was just an awesome accomplishment for me.
Now, the New Zealand music scene traditionally has been dominated by hard rock and rap sort of artists, but recently we've seen a number of Kiwi pop acts emerge and become successful. You've got Dane Rumble, Jay Williams, and of course yourself. Are you three part of a new pop culture in New Zealand, do you think?
I definitely think that we're a new generation of not just pop but music. Music has changed so much from what it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and there's this evolution, this constant evolution of music. And I think I can say that we've jumped on the train of evolution. You know, we may be a little bit behind, but I don't know. But it's just been it's been awesome to be part of an evolution of music, and so I definitely think we're a new kind of pop.
Do you think there's more pressure to be brilliant because you've come from Idol, where people can all too easily write you off as just another TV contest winner? Like, you've really got to produce something that's extra amazing in order to shake off that Idol tag?
Oh, definitely. There is pressure, but for me, I don't see it as pressure. I see it as a challenge, and I see it as almost like, it's like you're starting again. It's, people say, oh, you know, you're only there because of Idol. I was like, mate, look, tell me how many Idols around the world
Idol's hard work. It's not an easy contest to win.
It's even worse for us because we're put straight out there that we're supposed to perform straight away. And if anything, we have to catch up more on the hard work rather than person who's worked their way out, because they've worked their way out. We've just gone straight there. And to sustain that spot is a hard thing. You know, a lot of Idols, a lot of people who have had one hits, not all of them sustain their place, and to sustain that place is challenging, because you have to be current, you have to be forward, you know, you gotta just really produce the stuff that people like.
Now, at last year's New Zealand Music Awards, you won 4 awards, which were off the back of Idol, the public vote, sales and airplay. Now, all too often I sort of find at these award shows, the judges and that, they overlook the talent show winners because they're not seen to be credible artists.
Yeah.
But this year, you've been nominated for the Best Male Artist Award. So is that recognition from the industry that perhaps there is more to Stan Walker than just a pop idol?
Oh, definitely. Like, I am so privileged and thrilled, eh? Because I know how hard it is for people. Like, even Guy got nominated for ARIAs and never won one. Mm. And to be honest, he got... In history, Australian history, his singles have sold more than any of those people who won awards. But he didn't get noticed because, you know, the Australian Idol buzz. But come on, like, he writes, he records, he plays his own instruments, just like what I've been doing lately. And it's so awesome that they see me for an artist rather than a TV show. But we've all started somewhere, and that was my start. And people just hate on that. It's kind of funny, eh?
What drives you to be brilliant? Fear of failure or thirst for success?
None of them, actually. Just because I'm passionate about what I do. And because of the rewards and the responsibility I have, not just for myself, but for people, and for people who want to be in this business, but for people who have no hope, you know? So, yeah.
Before the release of your second album, if we go back a little bit, you started off with the single Unbroken, which was a gorgeous ballad written by Ryan Tedder. But the single didn't quite set the charts alight. Now, were you disappointed with the reaction, given there was a lot riding on that song?
Not really. I just wanted people just to hear it. You know, I just wanted the message. To me, when I came out with that, because we talked about it, and, you know, like, we need a single that's going to work. But I just wanted something that, on the get-go, represented me.
Because you followed it up with Choose You, which was obviously a much bigger single.
Yeah.
And a lot more successful.
So, like, it just, for me, it's about the message and who I am first rather than the thing. And, like, I guess I've been learning over time that we can put them both together and make something that will work for everybody and work for me.
How would you define your success? Do you define it sort of by the ticket sales or the number of followers you have on Twitter, or is it a personal satisfaction thing?
It's a personal thing. Like, I define it by, I actually got a, when I did that song, when I did Choose You, I got an email from my auntie, and we used to all go to church together. They used to be leaders in church, and they left church, and my auntie and uncle broke up. She was listening to the song, and she just cried, and she's like, oh, it was like God was talking to her. And anyway, she got back together with my uncle after hearing that song, and that I was just crying, eh, because it's like the power. Like, I remember hearing the saying one time, you know, Greek philosopher, I don't know how to say it properly, you know, presidents and governments control the country, but you give me the music of the nation and I'll take over. And I think music is the most powerful tool today, and it has been forever. And that message that was in that song just changed someone's life. So that's the personal satisfaction.
This is the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9. We're chatting with Stan Walker. Some questions just to finish us off. You had a somewhat difficult upbringing, but you've turned your life around, got on with it, and you're now seeing the results being a successful artist. Do you see yourself as a role model for youth?
I definitely, whether I like it or not, I am a role model for many different people. You know, it doesn't matter where you come from, what age you are, and youth in particular. I just, the best, I try my best to be best I can, not to impress people, but really just to be myself. And hopefully that would give people, you know, a bit of, you know, encouragement, you know, that they can be themselves too. You don't have to be the skinny thing, or, you know, the muscly or the handsome. You can be rugged, and you don't have to look the way, you don't have to be the way, you don't have to talk that way, but you can just be yourself and be able to do it. And so, yeah.
You're someone that's very proud of your Maori heritage. How does that influence you as far as being a role model, and does it sort of add any pressure onto that role?
If anything, I think it's a plus for me, because if I wasn't Maori, I don't think I could sing or do this stuff, and I don't think I'd be that crazy. And I just, like, I'm so proud of where I come from, you know, and what's happening at the moment, the World Cup, you know, it's in New Zealand. One of the most proudest moments was just sitting there and watching it on TV in a gym. Didn't hear no sound, and I was almost crying. I may have had a couple of tears. Me and my boys were just watching the opener, and it's just like, I am definitely proud of where I come from and who I am.
Because there's quite a bit of an argument as to whether Crowded House are an Australian band or a Kiwi band, and whether Russell Crowe's an Australian actor or a Kiwi actor.
Yeah.
You were born in New Zealand, but you won an Australian Idol competition. Are you an Australian singer or a Kiwi singer?
Well, I'm definitely from New Zealand, but Australia's my home now, and I've made it here, and it's given me my platform. So I'm a New Zealander that's an Australian singer, I guess.
So I guess if in the Rugby World Cup it was the All Blacks versus the Wallabies, which it won't be because Australia's a bit crap, but would you be going for the Wallabies, or would you go for the All Blacks?
All Blacks all day. I am so happy, and it's giving me a bit of joy that that Australia is playing a bit dumb at the moment. Sorry to say, but I love Australia, but when it comes to sport, you got to go for your country.
Absolutely. Being an artist nowadays isn't just about the music. You need the look, and you've got to be a bit cool as well. Is Stan Walker cool?
I don't know. Depends on what people think is cool. I think I'm cool. That's all. Like, I don't know. Honestly, I'm a little bit vain, eh? So I just dress for myself. I don't dress so that people can get a little bit of, oh, yeah, that's what I want them to dress like. But, yeah, no, this is, I don't know, I think I'm cool.
Fantastic, Stan. It's been great chatting with you today. All the best for the single and for the new album, and we certainly look forward to having you as guest here again.
Thank you very much.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is a Sound Museum.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.